Dear traveller, I am thrilled to greet every guest touring Sheira Cognitive Path. Here, everyone is accompanied by a resident of Sheira Forest, the ant, who is full of advice. The ant is not only underneath your feet or in the anthill, but also on the informational billboards. This place is ant's home. It knows every single kind of soft moss that grows here, every single drop in the clear lake, and very exciting stories to tell. As far as I know, the ant even saw a huge black ox walking through a stream at midnight to reach Bajura's lake from Platelet. We are going to share all these stories with you. However, listening will not be enough. You will need to snuggle the trunk of a fir, inhale the blooming meadows, notice a cuckoo flying by, and listen to a bell that once sunk in the Platelet Lake. Only by invoking all the senses will you be able to get to know this place well. We will start our journey here on the shore of Platelet Lake. What a majestic stretch! If the area of a football field is 7/10 of a hectare, you could place roughly 1,700 of football fields in here. Did you do the math? Yes, the area of this lake is more than 1,200 hectares, and its deepest spot goes as deep as 50 meters. How could such a big body of water appear here? Straight from the sky. The legend says that many years ago, when people were mowing the meadows, a thumping dark cloud came from the north. After floating for 3 days, it finally burst, and it started raining heavily. One resident voiced her surprise, Kaplatelier, which means it is raining widely in Samogitian dialect. And in the exact moment, the cloud went straight down to the meadow. Apparently, the resident accidentally called the lake in its forgotten name, Platelet.
However, scientists claim that it was a glacier, not a cloud that came from the north. The glacier shaped the terrain of Samogitia National Park some 12,000 years ago. Which story do you believe? Look at the lake. How many pieces of land can you count? From here, Platelet Lake viewpoint, you can clearly see Peles and Verche Islands, as well as the Sventorkalnis Peninsula. In addition to the islands mentioned above, there are five more in this lake. Years ago, on the horizon of the lake, you could see the shape of a castle that belonged to the nobleman of Lithuania. Even though we can't see the palace that was built on Palis Island in the 15th century, this island is still protecting species of fungus known as the Old Man of the Woods and found nowhere else in Lithuania, as well as rare species of moss and lichen. Look at the small Verche Island in the middle of the lake. Earlier, it was called simply the island. A little later, one local farmer started to take his calves, Verche in Lithuanian, to live and graze there during the summer and would take them back to the mainland in fall. That is how the island got its new name. No mooing can be heard on the island anymore, but 100-year-old oaks, lindens and firs are greening. And in spring, holly root, that has been included in the Red Book, blooms. Information about the islands of Platelet Lake and the origins of their names can be found on informational billboards and the bottom of the viewpoints. The old Sventorkalnis Peninsula is longingly watching its cousins from ashore. It seems as if it were, too, wanted to get away from the vastness of the Platelet Lake. The peninsula still recalls the bustling old Platelet village that was there until the 17th century. The oak piles sticking from above the water don't allow the nostalgic past to be forgotten. The collections used to hold a bridge 300 metres long connecting Sventorkalnis Peninsula with defensive fortifications on the Pilis Islands. But the far away is not everything. When walking along the path, don't miss the chance to have a closer look at the water. Smile at your reflection and try to see the depth of the lake. There is a reason why the mysterious bottom of Platelet Lake is so appealing for divers. Let's go now. We've got plenty to see.